This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Joe Hall. Date of birth, August the 30th, 1977. Case ID number is 655-9539. Date of exam, October 12, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Rio Grande Valley Adult and Internal Medicine, dated 5/4/2023, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/24/23. Identifying information, this is a 46-year-old married male with one boy who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of severe social anxiety, comma, depression, comma, chronic pain syndrome, comma, and spondylolisthesis of the lumbar sacral spine and cervical spine area. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2017, where he worked as a medical assistant and a massage therapist for 2 months. He states he worked 18 years as a medical assistant. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his family, and his wife is working. He is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, severe social anxiety / depression / chronic pain syndrome. Number two, spondylolisthesis of the lumbar sacral spine and cervical spine area. History of allegations, number one, severe social anxiety / depression / chronic pain syndrome. The claimant states that in 2012, his brother passed away and he started to develop severe social anxiety, depression, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, and sometimes overeating, comma, chronic pain syndrome, comma, and anger issues. The claimant states he suffers from chronic sadness, but no crying spells. He's often very jittery, and he withdraws and is very isolated from other people. He states he has thoughts of regrets, which are repetitive. He has decreased ability to concentrate and decreased motivation. He has had suicidal ideation but denies any suicidal attempts. He does not like to be around other people. He is presently on clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams. PRN is needed. Fluoxetine, 40 milligrams QD, buspirone, hydrochloride, 15 milligrams BID, and hydroxyzine pamolate, 1 to 2 capsules TID is needed. The claimant states that his major depressive episode has been from the fact that his brother died on the table from a gastric bypass. Allegation number two, spondylolisthesis of the lumbar sacral spine and C-spine area. The claimant states that in 1999, he was in a motor vehicle accident and was hit from behind, where he suffered injuries to his cervical spine and lumbar sacral back area. He states he did have a whiplash injury. The claimant states the character of the pain is an aching, dull pain located in the lumbar sacral back area and cervical spine, which radiates down to the right leg and right shoulder. No surgeries have been performed. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 20 minutes, comma, lift approximately 15 pounds, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, cooking, comma, and doing home exercises. His physician is Dr. Alejandro Fuentes, and he denies seeing a chiropractor, but did receive some aquatic physical therapy. The claimant is presently on multiple medications for pain, which include baclofen 10 milligrams QD, ibuprofen 800 milligrams QID, tramadol 50 milligrams, two tablets, BID, PRN is needed for pain, pregabalin 100 milligrams TID, and Tylenol as needed. He states the medications do give him some relief. He was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease, comma, spondylolisthesis of the lumbar sacral spine, which he's been told is congenital, and cervical spine pain with radiculopathy. His condition is stable at this time. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat, comma, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He states he has difficulty sweeping at this time. He has no assistive devices, and as noted earlier, his physician is Dr. Alejandro Fuentes. He does do home exercises to strengthen his back. Family history, non-pertinent at this time, except for obesity. Medications. Baclofen, 10 milligrams. POQHS. Cetirizine, 10 milligrams, POQD. Vitamin D3, 1,250 micrograms. Q-week. Clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams, QD. Fluoxetine, 40 milligrams, QD. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, QID. Losartan, 100 milligrams, QD. Tramadol, 50 milligrams, two tablets in the morning. Two tablets, TID. Mirtazapine, 15 milligrams, QD. Pregabalin, 100 milligrams, TID. Buspirone, hydrochloride, 15 milligrams, BID. And hydroxyzine, pamelate, 1 to 2 capsules, TID. Medical problems. Chronic pain syndrome, comma. Major depressive disorder, comma, anxiety, comma, spondylolisthesis of the lumbar sacral back area, and cervical disc disorder with radiculopathy of the lumbar spine and cervical spine area, hypertension, comma, morbid obesity, comma, vitamin D deficiency, comma, urolithiasis, comma, degenerative joint disease, comma, social history. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day just for 1 year. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has a history of using marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, an IV drug abuse. The last time he used the hard drugs was in 1995. He still uses marijuana for pain relief. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 96.6. Weight, 298 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 9 and 3/4 inches tall. BP, 152 over 99 mmHg. Heart rate, 108 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 96%. BMI, 43. General. This is a 46-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? Physical examination was difficult, secondary to the claimant being morbidly obese. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was nervous for the time and appeared to be somewhat anxious and jittery. He had fairly clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal. The Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms, some tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area and cervical spine. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, the claimant's range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine was slightly decreased at flexion of 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 20 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left, and the claimant did appear to have a positive straight leg raise for the right side, indicating some mild radiculitis or radiculopathy. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body, but appeared to be decreased for the right foot. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. No acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is mild evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the lumbar sacral spine, with mild right leg radiculitis/radiculopathy. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting and some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back pain and depression/anxiety. Probable diagnoses: number one, severe social anxiety/depression/chronic pain syndrome, dash being treated with multiple medications. The claimant appears to be doing fairly well at this time, and physical examination was mildly abnormal. Allegation number two, spondylolisthesis of the lumbar sacral spine and cervical spine. Mildly abnormal lumbar sacral spine exam and cervical spine exam. Otherwise, a normal physical exam at this time. The claimant does appear to have some mild right leg radiculopathy, which is more of a radiculitis, which might be coming from the spondylolisthesis of his lumbar sacral spine area. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Joe Hall.